With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting this just in. A federal judge in Texas has issued a temporary pause on the Biden administration's new protections that would allow immigrant spouses of U.S. citizens a path to citizenship. The order Monday by U.S. District Judge J. Campbell Barker comes after 16 states, led by Republican attorneys general, challenged the program in a lawsuit filed last week. President Biden launched the program in June, and the application process has been open for about a week. The policy offers spouses of U.S. citizens without legal status who meet certain criteria a path to citizenship by applying for a green card and staying in the U.S. while undergoing the process. The official nonprofit organization of the National Park Service is set to receive a $100 million gift from Indianapolis-based Lilly Endowment. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The nonprofit, chartered by Congress in 1967, says it's the largest ever grant for national parks and will be used to address the needs of more than 400 national park sites in the U.S. CEO Will Shafroth says they hope to announce the first round of grants from the donation later this year. High on their priority list, restoring coral reefs at Biscayne National Park in Florida, where partners are studying ways to fight damage from vessel groundings, human debris, coral bleaching, invasive lionfish, and stony coral tissue loss disease, which can actually be treated with antibiotics. Researchers are gathering and raising thousands of baby coral to repopulate the struggling reef. I'm Jennifer King.
Special Counsel Jack Smith has asked a federal appeals court to reinstate the classified documents case against former President Trump after it was dismissed by a judge last month. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon threw out the case, one of four prosecutions of Trump, after concluding that Smith's appointment as special counsel was unconstitutional. This is SRN News. A new study tracks migration and religion.
The Pew Research Center reports that Jews are the most migratory of all people of faith. 20% of Jewish people live in countries other than the one they were born in, compared with 6% of Christians, 4% of Muslims, and 4% of Buddhists. And where are Jews going? The Pew study indicates that Jewish people are leaving Europe in large numbers and settling in the Middle East, primarily in Israel. They're also coming to North America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Norway's government wants to relax restrictions on abortion for the first time in nearly half a century to make it legal for women to terminate pregnancies up to the 18th week of gestation. Norway's laws currently allow legal abortions up to 12 weeks, but many pregnant women ask for an abortion after the 12th week and are granted it in hospitals and clinics. The proposal needs a majority in the Norwegian parliament. This is SRN News. Kroger and Albertsons are defending their plan to merge in a hearing today in federal court in Oregon.
In October 2022, the chains proposed what would be the largest supermarket merger in U.S. history. They say joining together would help them compete with big rivals like Walmart and Costco. But the Federal Trade Commission sued to try to block the merger, saying it would eliminate competition and raise grocery prices.
Correspondent Jeremy House, U.S. District Judge Adrienne Nelson, will decide whether to grant the FTC's request for a preliminary injunction, which would block the merger while the case goes through in-house proceedings at the FTC. An apparent cyber attack disrupted internet, phones, email, and other systems at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport for a third day on Monday. Port of Seattle officials are working to investigate the outages and restore full service. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.